Hey everybody, welcome to another Halloween. So this is one I found. There was this dumb list, you know how they have these stupid lists of like the 10 most this and the 10 most that. Well, I did find one that was pretty good, and it is the it's from the 10 most gruesome post-mortem punishments. One that was pretty good, actually. There's another one where they like hung a coffin with a guy in it from a gallows for 3 weeks. And then also, I guess as soon as he was buried, then a bunch of people dug this guy up and threw his body in a ditch. See, it just kind of kept going. But this one was my favorite. And not just because it looks like it has the word cum in it. So this is the Cunnimund Bejeweled Skull Cup. So here's how the story goes. I was about to say 1567, but no, this is 567. It's a little while ago. Alboin defeated the Gepids in a battle and killed their king, Cunnimund. And the victory was decisive. The Gepids virtually ceased to exist, and Alboin helped himself to two trophies. Do you like how this Halloween thing has really resulted in me having to, like, pronounce some shit that I have no business pronouncing? Alboin? It cannot be Alboin, right? Alboin? Let's say Alboin. Gepids? Sure. Two trophies. The first was the skull of his rival, which was fashioned into a gold-plated, jewel-encrusted chalice. And so he made a skull cup. He's like, I want to make a cup of my enemy's skull, right? Which we've all dreamed of. And I think, what was that? There was a Nicolas Cage movie where he was like, I'm going to drink out of your skull. And then he totally did. I feel like it was Drive Angry. But it could have been a Ghost Rider thing. Who knows? Basically, all you need... Do you really need to say anything other than it was a Nicolas Cage movie post... post Gone in 60 Seconds? Somewhere in there? That seems to be all anyone really needs to know. Nicolas Cage. Every time I get on Netflix, there's another Nicolas Cage movie that I've never seen before or heard of. And it's usually, and he's got some kind of weird facial hair or something, and it takes in glasses, sunglasses, and I'm like, is that Nicolas Cage? And I have to click and be, I always have to click, because I'm like, I'm sure it's Nicolas Cage. I just keep waiting, because I'm like, one of these days, one of these movies is going to be, like, good, right? It's not. It's not going to be cool. Is he the greatest actor of our times, or not that? I don't know. Okay, anyway. So he takes this guy's skull and makes it into a chalice. And then he also takes the guy's daughter, Rosamund, who he took as his wife. Okay. Thereafter, Alboin led the Lombards in their successful invasion of Italy and in their successful support of my back. In celebration of these achievements, he held a banquet in Verona in 572, during which he made his wife drink out of her father's skull. Now, that's fucked up, right? I mean, okay, people now do fucked up shit. You know, this is what I find so interesting about this month, perhaps, is like, within recorded history, there was a time when you would maybe do something like make a cup out of your enemy's skull, and you may also then take that cup and give it to the guy's daughter and make him drink out of it. How fucking crazy would it be to drink out of a skull cup? Can you imagine? We all have our deals with our in-laws, right? But can you imagine being like so pissed at your partner's dad that you murder him, make his skull into a cup, and then force her to drink out of it, A, and B, can you imagine a world where this is, like, acceptable? No, it's not. Not only did you do this crazy thing, but everyone's like, Yeah, it seems reasonable. You know, this is like in a room full of people who know that's a real skull, who know you murdered that guy, who know that you married his daughter, and then who know you're making her drink out of her daughter's skull, or her father's skull. Like, that is a world that we now occupy, but it was a long time ago. Let's just be clear about that. But holy fuck, that was like a thing that would happen. It makes me think, like, you know, reading these other things, like the alien invasion ones, right? I'm kind of like, I bet if aliens did come around, like in ancient times, you know, where people are like, maybe aliens helped build the pyramids and shit. I gotta believe if they came around in those times and they're like, these people are fucking nuts. Like, they're cutting heads off and drinking out of the heads and then making the daughters of the people drink out of the heads. This is fucking crazy. Like, fuck these guys. Let's just go somewhere else. And they're like, well, this is the only life we found in the universe. And be like, not really affirming. So let's move on. See if we can find, I don't know, anything else really would be great. That's what I'm shooting for at this point, is any other option would be my preference. Besides these skull cup drinker men and women and people. I don't know, were women doing this? Also, footnote, Rosamund, the daughter, did murder her husband. She either carried out the deed herself while he was in a drunken stupor or seduced and blackmailed one of the king's retainers. Now, I mean, like, that's, I guess, part of the story. I do not find that creepy at all. I find that to be, like, justice partially served? Like, it's not even a justice is served. It's like a, well, they became reasonably close to creating a reasonable facsimile of justice as close as they could, right? So there you go. That's the story. That's the story of Alboin and the Gepids and Cunnimund. Cummerbund, Alvin, and the G-Force. Okay? There was also another name I skipped entirely. It was in parentheses. Probable Thoris Mund's brother. Which I was like, why would you even put that in there? You know, it's in 567, Alboin defeated the Gepids in a battle and killed their king Cunnimund, probable Thorismund's brother. Oh, that one. I thought you were talking about a different Cunnimund in 567. Like, how is that reference going to bring someone into like, oh, now I, okay. You know, I didn't really know what you're talking about, but now I'm there with you. I got it. I got it now. Thank you. Wow. I'm kind of embarrassed at how far behind I was, but now I'm with you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We did it. We're good. We'll see you tomorrow.